ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On the eve of the Democratic National Convention, former President Donald Trump asked his supporters in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania,
with Kamala and Biden than you were under President Donald J. Trump? I don't think so.
First night of the DNC will feature a speech from President Biden as he passes the torch to the Harris-Walz ticket, which is leading former President Trump by 5 points in a head-to-head matchup, according to a new ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heading back to Israel amid cautious optimism for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. There's more success for the Ukrainian military. Troops are making progress in Russia, and the Ukrainian Air Force says it's destroyed a second bridge that Russia uses to resupply troops. Extreme heat in Colorado Springs Saturday caused about 100 people at an air show to seek emergency treatment. This is ABC News. Former Congressman George Santos of New York making a return to court this week, and ABC's Shante Lanz in New York says it could close a chapter of his unusual story.
Just days after appearing at federal court in Central Islip for his pretrial hearing, expelled Congressman George Santos is now expected to plead guilty during a hearing at the same courthouse on Monday. Santos has previously pleaded not guilty to 23 felony charges, accusing him of defrauding donors, charging their credit cards, lying about his finances, and illegally accepting unemployment benefits. Santos has admitted to lying about his background and biography during his campaign to represent Nassau County in Queens.
The brown fedora Harrison Ford wore in 1984's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom sold at auction Friday for $630,000. It had been expected to sell for anywhere between $250,000 and $500,000. Comes from a stunt performer who wore it while standing in for Ford. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may see a little patchy smoke in the air for today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and north winds 5 to 15, or highs reaching the mid and upper 70s. Overnight, mostly clear skies, lows near 50, sunshine, upper 70s on Monday. It's 57 at our studios.
This week on Viewpoints.
And actually, volcanoes can take on all sorts of different shapes and forms. And sometimes they are just that, you know, it's a crack in the ground that opens up.
The threat and enticement of active volcanoes. Then,
social media becomes not just the fun thing that we do to scroll, but this really comprehensive, complex, and strategic business entity.
Is influencing really the dream career it's shaped up to be? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
KFC doesn't play with their original recipe chicken nuggets, but they do drench them in sauce. Try KFC's latest saucy nuggets lineup, tossed in one of five dripping flavors, like fruity and fiery mango habanero, creamy smoky chipotle ranch, sweet and savory Korean barbecue, smoky tangy honey barbecue, or honey garlic with a kick of heat. No matter the flavor, drip like this, just don't quit. Grab 10 saucy nuggets for $5.99, only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Viewpoints Radio Podcast.
As a scientist, when you see something that doesn't fit your picture, that's the most exciting thing, because it's usually the thing that doesn't fit that is the clue to the next big breakthrough.
Listen today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fall's coming. You have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve, so this fall make a plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Did you know that when you pour cream into your coffee, you're witnessing the same physics that happens during volcanic eruptions? Volcanologist Tamsin Mather is a professor of earth sciences at the University of Oxford and author of Adventures in Volcano Land, What Volcanoes Tell Us About the World and Ourselves.
We live on the Earth's crust, that's the outer layer of the Earth, and then the mantle is the layer below that. And that's where the magmas that become lavas that drive volcanoes start their journey, start their life. The partial melting of the mantle. And part of the key thing about the mantle is, although it's solid, it convects very, very slowly. So convection currents is when you have something that's hotter underneath something's cooler, and it rises up. So one of the analogies that I use in the book is pouring milk or cream into my cup of coffee in the morning and watching the swirling patterns. It's particularly good if you've got one of those clear coffee mugs, the swirling patterns where you see the cold milk go down, heat up, and then come up again. And that makes me think about mantle convection.
Last month, there was a huge explosion at the Biscuit Basin Geyser in Yellowstone National Park. The video went viral and shows a massive expanding plume of steam, rock, and mud shooting up hundreds of feet into the air. From the untrained eye, it looked like the beginnings of a volcano eruption. But Michael Poland clears up the confusion. He's a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey and is currently scientist in charge of the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory. Poland clarifies that even though Yellowstone is riddled with hot spots and volcanoes, this was a hydrothermal explosion and wasn't caused by volcanic activity.
These hot water systems can seal themselves because they carry around a lot of dissolved silica, and they will start precipitating that silica out, and that will coat the conduits, and then you start building pressure. And steam pressure is powerful, and it has created some really tremendous explosions in Yellowstone, especially if you look over the last, say, 10 to 15,000 years.
For a hydrothermal explosion, imagine a tea kettle that's been taped over and the water continues to boil, but there's nowhere for the steam to exit. Eventually, it'll blow up. Now, back to volcanoes. Whether volcanoes erupt from crevasses or mountaintops, Poland says no two volcanoes are alike.
One of the things we do as volcanologists is try to get to know each volcano, because volcanoes are kind of like people. They all have their own personalities and their own styles. And just because you know Mount St. Helens doesn't mean that you know Mount Rainier, even though they're close, even though they're in the same neighborhood. It's sort of like neighbors, right? Just because I know one person that lives on my block doesn't mean I know the other person. So Rainier's style is to have relatively small eruptions. The ash layers from Rainier, pretty small. Mount St. Helens and Glacier Peak have much thicker ash layers. They're much more explosive volcanoes. Rainier mostly does lava flows. But Rainier has a tremendous volume of snow and ice on it. And so when Rainier erupts, it has the potential to melt that snow and ice. And then you've got lahars, mud flows, rushing down the valleys.
Thalia Solomon is a Washington State resident who actually lives on Mount Rainier. She watched the movie Dante's Peak growing up and says living on an active volcano can be freaky sometimes.
In schools, they have to practice lahar evacuations. It's kind of eerie. It's really eerie. They say that they should have an idea leading up to it, what that means. It could be a day, it could be 30 minutes. I mean, we're putting a lot of faith into the monitoring it. But the idea is that they would know at least in enough time to evacuate.
But Solomon doesn't worry too much. If a siren went off, she would stay in her home. That's because she lives in the evacuation zone a ways up the mountain on the side that's at low risk. It's the people down in the valleys that must escape to her area. But wait, why run up Mount Rainier? Poland says a volcano evacuation isn't like the scenes depicted in Dante's Peak, where every inch is suddenly covered in fiery lava and ash. But she does say the flow from the volcano, or lahar, that scene in the film is pretty accurate.
They're massively destructive. It is a flow of, calling it mud, doesn't give it its due credit. It's like a slurry. It's basically like concrete. Very dense. It's carrying rocks and trees and whatever else it picks up. And it's kind of sweeping down these valleys. So it's like a flood, but a flood that's carrying an awful lot of debris and is really, really thick. So you got to get away from that.
In Mount Rainier's case, past eruptions dating back thousands of years have shown the paths in which this flow has traveled before. The idea behind evacuating towards the mountain is to gain high ground where the mud and debris flows don't reach.
Ash doesn't make it that far from eruptions of Rainier, but these mud flows can. So that's the hazard that we're really trying to socialize and get people to understand around Rainier.
And while most flee from eruptions, there are people who find the allure of active volcanoes an exciting draw. Volcanic tourism has been popular since the first group of visitors trekked up to Mount Vesuvius in 1841. Every year, millions of people flock to Iceland, Italy, Guatemala, Hawaii, and other active volcanic sites to see the power of these eruptions up close. But is it worth the risk?
They have inherent risk with them. Different systems, some systems are more risky than others. So the U.S. volcanoes are generally very, very well monitored, and the USGS do a great job. They do have good warnings if things are waking up, usually. But sometimes you can get unexpected events. There were recent tragedies in New Zealand, for example, with White Island and tourists getting taken by surprise there. And there have been various legal cases about whether their tour company should have told them what there was a risk in going to the island. And in Japan, not that long ago as well, there were hikers who got killed at the top of a mountain there. So they are inherently risky things, but there are ways of managing the risk to make them safer. And it is also really important that people get to enjoy these magnificent structures.
As a researcher, Mather doesn't mind these risks and is happy she gets to spend her days witnessing these bigger-than-life events.
The volcanism in the Reykjanes Peninsula in Iceland just over the last few years, although it's a well-known volcanic area, they never quite know where the magma is going to break the surface and create a new fissure, which is a crack in the ground, and spring forth new lava flows. So they're monitoring it very closely, and they make maps of like the red zone, the amber zone, the yellow zone, where the highest probabilities are. Until about half an hour beforehand, it's really hard to be really clear.
She says the most exciting area in volcanology today is Iceland, along the Reykjanes Peninsula.
We haven't seen anything like that for 800 years. It's associated with the way that the tectonic plates are pulling apart. And it's really interesting that it seems to happen in these pulses where magma comes up and there'll be lots of movement splitting of the two tectonic plates over the next few decades with this associated magmatism, so the associated volcanic activity. So for us, this is super exciting, right? We are alive during this 1-in-800-year event and we get to study what's going on there. We could have missed it. Our human lives are so very short. So we feel very lucky that we're going to get to watch that and get to watch that with all our modern instrumentation, where we can really try to get to grips with what's going on.
Tamsin Mather's book, Adventures in Volcano Land, What Volcanoes Tell Us About the World and Ourselves, is available now online and in select bookstores. To find out more about our guest this week and to see a video of the Basin Creek geyser explosion, head to viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. For 8 years, the Chevrolet Discover the Unexpected Fellowship has been powering the futures of students from HBCUs. Together, these amazing fellows drive their legacy with a $10,000 scholarship, hands-on mentorship, and the internship of a lifetime. To learn more, visit nnpa.org/ChevyDTU.
Coming up, many young people dream of becoming influencers, but has it slipped out of reach? When Viewpoints returns.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Parents generally, regardless of income level, want their children to eat nutritious food. The reality is that income constraints can make that hard for many families, and so they have to make tough choices.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Everybody claims to have a big deal, but baby, Coach Prime knows a big deal when I see one. And so does KFC, because these tasty KFC deals are just $5. You can have a two-piece drum and thigh with mashed potatoes and a biscuit, or get an eight-piece nugget with fries. Or you can get KFC's famous bowl with those nuggets on top for just $5. Get your own taste of KFC deal for just $5. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
We're constantly under the influence, not by substances, but by people posting online. As social media has crept deeper into our everyday lives, countless big-name brands and small businesses alike have poured a fortune into subtly influencing the posts we scroll through. Over the years, gaining followers has turned into a full-blown career path, where people get paid to showcase the products or companies that are willing to sponsor them. At least, that's what it used to be. Today, the space is harder to break into, and what made you successful 10 years ago may not work anymore. Even if you do go viral and pick up thousands of followers, you probably shouldn't quit your day job. This is the reality for actor Connor McShane. He posts videos online posing as a passive-aggressive and insecure stage actor who he calls the worst person you know.
It's almost like a bit of therapy for me making these videos at times. But as far as just making videos in general, I was kind of just trying to make my friends laugh and enjoy being a little bit creative. And in the back of my mind, I always thought maybe a casting director or someone in the industry could see one of these and it could help me get an audition or work on some sort of project. But it now has kind of become its own thing in the way that it's kind of gotten a little bit more involved in my life. So now part of the inspiration for it all is just trying to be as creative as I can be and do something I haven't done yet.
McShane's videos have over 8 million likes on TikTok. He even performed a solo show as his original character in July. He says these videos are fun to make, but it's not exactly a full-time job. He still acts and teaches on the side to supplement his social media income. And he's one of the lucky ones. Most people online nowadays barely make any money from content. Compare this to the millions of dollars popular YouTuber Jake Paul has made. Paul started posting on YouTube back in 2014 and today has an estimated net worth of $34 million. The reality is that as more people pour into the field, it's become increasingly difficult to achieve a Jake Paul level of success. According to Nikki Sundstrom, a lecturer at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, whether or not someone makes it online boils down to if their content fills a needed gap in the market.
What does your content look like? Does it positively reflect a community that the individual you engage feels like they could be a part of, that they could see themselves represented in, that they could see themselves valued in? We have to take this broader, holistic approach that will improve us overall rather than just get more and more content into hands that isn't necessarily needed.
How do you figure out what audiences are looking for? Sundstrom believes that the original influencers emerged online because viewers craved authenticity, and internet personalities without ties to companies could provide that.
For influencers, what's unique is that some of them fell into it. They had a really dynamic personality, or they had a really strong message, and so people follow that, and it was very organic. The same was true for really great brands in the beginning of their strategic social media presences. And then the work sort of settles in, right? Because you realize that creating content in a way that is meaningful is a full-time job.
A 2019 survey by Lego and the market research firm Harris Poll revealed that 29% of kids ages 8 to 12 want to be YouTubers when they grow up. A survey last year by the business intelligence company Morning Consult found that 57% of Gen Zers would become influencers if given the chance. But is this dream shaped by a false reality? McShane's income from social media comes from the Creator Fund on TikTok. Accounts with over 10,000 followers and at least 100,000 authentic video views within a month can apply for it. But what you earn is based on your popularity.
It's kind of like a sliding rate of what you get paid per view. So it's not the most secure form of income because, you know, who knows, maybe in a certain month you aren't getting as many views, or depending on how much people interact with that video, the amount you get per views could be less or could be more.
This instability doesn't bother McShane because the acting world is unpredictable too. Being able to post content and make money on his own time keeps him available when last-minute auditions come up. But creators can never get too comfortable. Online trends are always shifting, and what was profitable one month could be worthless the next. The same applies for brand partnerships. With so many influencers in the field, it's hard to forge consistent, well-paid partnerships as a smaller creator. Meanwhile, existing mega-influencers know the impact they have on viewers, and these brands are begging for them to sign on.
We far too frequently see full-time social media professionals undercompensated for the content creation that they're doing on behalf of a brand, or influencers to be able to put a price tag that values their worth, I think is a tribute to the content that they're creating.
Having a brand deal might help make influencers money, but it can be difficult to find the right balance. Social media users aren't shy, and if they think an online personality has become a sellout, they'll unsubscribe. Sundstrom believes that while the market has become harder to break into, one way to succeed has remained constant: authenticity.
When you offer your quirky personality, when you are true to something that you're passionate about, when you are authentic and transparent in a way that people can really identify with, those are the people that we're seeing thrive. And so if you are a person that seeks to really add value in those spaces and do so in a way that people will identify with, perhaps if you offer a unique perspective that there isn't enough of, right? If you have a belief, a background, an experience that tells a narrative that is really compelling, right? Sky is probably the limit with you on these platforms.
To find out more about this topic and our guests, Connor McShane and Nikki Sundstrom, head to viewpointsradio.org. This story was written by our associate producer, Annabelle Rivera. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is brought to you by Capital One. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
KFC doesn't play with their original recipe chicken nuggets, but they do drench them in sauce. Try KFC's latest saucy nuggets lineup, tossed in one of five dripping flavors like fruity and fiery mango habanero, creamy smoky chipotle ranch, sweet and savory Korean barbecue, smoky tangy honey barbecue, or honey garlic with a kick of heat. No matter the flavor, drip like this just don't quit. Grab 10 saucy nuggets for $5.99, only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news in what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
People keep looking outside themselves to the universe or for some external magic that's going to change their lives. The power that they have in their own minds is far beyond what they can ever imagine.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
The This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. The 2024 Paris Olympics are over, and it's been a wild ride. Simone Biles is back in the States and is now the most decorated American gymnast in Olympic history with 8 medals. Swimmer Katie Ledecky earned 4 medals at these games and now has 14 medals overall. Earlier this month, she won the 800-meter freestyle, making her the first woman to win the same individual event at 4 back-to-back Olympics. In rugby, the U.S. women's team narrowly beat out Australia for the bronze medal finish. The last time a U.S. rugby team brought back a medal was 100 years ago in 1924. The sport of breakdancing, known formerly as breaking, also made its Olympic debut at this year's Summer Games. 16 men and 16 women competed at the Games, showing off their footwork, power moves, and stagnant holds in an artistic yet athletic one-minute performance across 3 rounds. In breaking, the dancers don't know the music ahead of time and must improvise based on the beat and style of the track. All athletes are judged on creativity, performativity, personality, technique, variety, and musicality, with the first 2 categories holding the most weight. Sadly, breaking isn't slated to return at the 2028 Los Angeles Olympic Games, but hey, there's still time to get a petition going. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Movies about killers are nothing new. After all, films like Psycho and Silence of the Lambs are part of the cinematic canon. Still, I find it notable that 3 of the best filmmakers working today have released movies about killers in the past year, and all 3 of them are almost perfect encapsulations of that director's style and craft. First, David Fincher released his movie The Killer, starring Michael Fassbender. Like Fincher, the movie is technical and exact. Its sound design and cinematography completely immerse the viewer in a nerve-wracking, taut thriller that never takes itself too seriously despite its grim subject matter. With standout performances and a voiceover-heavy script that brings you inside the mind of its main character, The Killer is a precision director at his most precise. Then came Richard Linklater's Hitman, a hangout movie that transforms itself into a noir thriller. Hitman takes a true story from Texas Monthly and flips it on its head, stretching it for laughs and thrills in a way that sacrifices the nonfiction, opting instead for cinematic delight. Glenn Powell has never been better, and Linklater gets to work in his usual breezy manner before pivoting into something much more tense and tight, though still completely crowd-pleasing. And now, audiences are getting to see M. Night Shyamalan's movie Trap. The movie takes the audience with as Cooper, a serial killer portrayed by Josh Hartnett, takes his daughter to a pop concert where he soon learns the entire show is a trap intended to catch, well, him. Shyamalan's always curious camera turns around every corner, looks up the walls and down below the seats as Hartnett's character searches for any way out. What unfolds is a typically Shyamalan experience in that it's a completely unpredictable and wild ride that asks audiences to suspend their disbelief, but rewards them with rich emotional depth, unpacking what it means to be a parent, as well as the burdens of maintaining a work-life balance. Movies about killers are nothing new, and entries like The Killer, Hitman, and Trap show us just how rich and varied the genre can be, especially with a master director at the helm. The Killer and Hitman are both on Netflix. Trap is now in theaters. I'm Evan Rook.
Everybody claims to have a big deal, but baby, Coach Prime knows a big deal when I see one. And so does KFC, because these tasty KFC deals are just $5. You could have a 2-piece drum and thigh with mashed potatoes and a biscuit, or get an 8-piece nugget with fries, or you could get KFC's famous bowl with those nuggets on top for just $5. Get your own taste of KFC deal for just $5. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Had a rough weekend with the cold weather. The surface temps dropped by 4 to 5 and even more degrees than that. A lot of wind making for really tough conditions out there. Cooling temps took its toll, but wind was probably the toughest condition to work with. Despite that, some nice fish were caught by anglers willing to tough it out. Bluegill has been good, very good. Some nice gills up to 9 1/4 inches. Gotta get your baits, leeches, beaver tails to try to keep the little ones away. The crappie is doing okay. As with walleye, the cold pushed them out on top of the weeds. Those that still caught crappies found them deeper outside weeds using Charlie Brewer sliders, Northland crappie thumpers, and Bobby Garland itty bitsies. With water temps working back into the 70s, expect crappies to return to higher levels, 1 to 2 feet below the weed tops. Yellow perch is good, still scattered about 8 to 10 feet, cabbage flats, medium leeches or beaver tails, and medium fat hens under slip floats. Use extra weight to get the bait down quickly past the marauding small gills. Try drop shining small crayfish. Forecast has highs in the upper 70s and 80s through Wednesday. Then looks like Mother Nature is going to soak us for a couple 3 days. Hopefully the forecast doesn't stick and we can get a good week of fishing in. Can't fret until it actually gets here. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Have you been out to play our award-winning golf course? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. Our golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. We have 3 upcoming tournaments. Please stop in for details and to sign up your teams. Our kitchen hours are Tuesday and Wednesday, 4 to 8:30, and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 8:30. We have a wide variety of appetizers, fresh salads and wraps, burgers, and our homemade pizza. We also serve an all-day Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib dinners. We are just a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
Play at the lake that pays this summer at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and receive up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches Slots app for free online games. Satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Then let your night come alive with fabulous entertainment. Summer's more fun at the lake.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one. Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio, abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
98Q Country.
I didn't want to see, they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. And now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying just to stop the hurt, 'cause I don't have the only woman who was there for me religiously. Remember watching you play me our song on guitar, I thought I'd marry you. Act like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change, but that don't mean nothing. 'Cause now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the only.
Said she was fresh from the farm, and I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz, and when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, "I like living like this." So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the Torque Wrench. I whispered, "Honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV." And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, "Don't you leave me." I told him, "This here's the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the red." No.
98 Q Country.
Hadn't had a good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing alright, but just your sight had my heart storming. The moon went high and stars quit shining, rain was dry. Thunder, lightning, you wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane. Knew it was gonna be a long night from the moment when we locked eyes over whiskey on ice. Talking about us again. And if I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, why I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you rolled in with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing alright, but just your side had my heart storming. The moon.
Hey baby, is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, yeah, I love it, I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws you curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there, once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. And until then, I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these.
Country.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that.
It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Captimes Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may see a little patchy smoke in the air for today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and north winds 5 to 15, for highs reaching the mid and upper 70s. Overnight, mostly clear skies, lows near 50, sunshine, upper 70s on Monday. Currently 56 degrees.
98Q Country.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. Burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
too late. Too late. Oh, I got the Tucson. Too late.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
All on if cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends, but you better believe I'm not through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. Oh, but the only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in hurting. Somebody is gonna leave you with your fire burning and no way to put it out. Baby, there ain't no doubt you're a foolhardy man. Yeah, you're the kind of man,
you're the kind
a woman thinks she can change, but the only thing changing is my way. Give you back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given.
Watching that I sink all alone tonight, and chances are you're sitting here in this bar, 'cause he ain't gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway, 'cause you look like you hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Ooh, looks good on the sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white, he's stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color. I'm not trying to be another another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold.